Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where dreams just keep on coming true.
Yeah. I mean, not mine. No, I'm kidding.
Mine do.
I'm kidding.
How dare you?
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
How you doing, man?
I'm well. Oh. How are you?
I'm so full.
Yeah. I had a big lunch.
You had a great lunch, but it's okay. It's a good day. The Lord is great.
It's beautiful outside.
Dreams
today
are coming true.
Right. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Not much, honestly.
Exactly.
I mean, I could, but I mean, why disappoint myself? Right.
Oh, okay. So it's that kind of mentality we're going with.
Just kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
At the table.
We are going to have a wonderful time today. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Always excited to be here with Tyler. That's him.
Wow. It's like a dream come true.
Yeah, thank you. We do our best. Right. We're going to bring a couple of topics to you today, and we're going to just talk them out, you know, for your amusement. Maybe some education will take place. Who knows? Not us, because we don't know each other's topics. But before we get to that, we have a little segment for you.
Never have I ever.
Ooh. This week in Never Have I Ever. Tyler.
I'm excited.
Never have I ever been at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Ooh.
I'm very curious to see if this has ever happened to you.
I mean, I'm sure I have. Give me a second to think of one off the top. Oh, give me a second to think of one. I'm sure I have. I just can't think of one off the top
of
my head.
It's hard, isn't it? Because I was thinking about it the other day. Of course, I've mentioned before, I was at work.
Yeah.
Had a lot of stuff to think about. And I was like, have I? Like, when?
I've been in like awkward situations where like people were like arguing in my presence. I mean, they were at the place at the wrong time doing that. Because I was where I was supposed to be. As far as me being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, I'm trying to think. I haven't witnessed anything crazy.
Yeah.
Like, super. Like I haven't witnessed any crimes or murders or anything like that. Not to say that murder is not a crime, but
any crimes or murders,
right?
That's a felony,
right? Right. I guess I haven't. I mean, I'm usually where I'm supposed to be.
I have,
really,
and you have too.
Oh,
recently,
really?
Yeah. And we had friends with us.
Oh.
See, everything just came together for Tyler. My evil plan has unfolded.
Technically, I was where I was supposed to be.
Yeah. So here's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. I've used this segment to bring in what would normally be like a pre-topic discussion type situation.
Yeah.
It's all just kind of coming true together, as dreams do. So the other day, I had an archery tournament to go to, and I invited Tyler. That's him.
Hi.
I invited Rusty, and I invited Matt. All of these men have been on this show. You know them. You love them. They're great. So I invited them to go with me, and the tournament was up in Macomb, Mississippi. It was on a Saturday, and it was cold. Everything was like the weather was going to be beautiful that day. It had been really cold here lately, but this was going to be like the first weekend in, I guess, two or three where I was actually going to be able to go to the tournament. So we load up early one Saturday morning. We're going. We make the drive up to Macomb, which from where we live here is about a 2-hour drive on the nose.
Right.
And we get there to where we are supposed to be, and no one is there.
Not a soul.
I'm talking about it is literally out in the woods. Like, we had to drive over a spillway. There was ruts in the road. We're in a car. Like, it's just us four. And we pull up. No one's there. There's ice on the ground. What's happening? Now, it's important that you know that the week leading up to this weekend, we had not been on social media.
Right. None of us.
Right. You may have noticed our absence over on That Table Pod.
Or not.
Twitter and Instagram. And if you didn't notice our absence, shame on you.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. So we had not been on social media. So my first thought goes to, oh dear, I've come to the wrong spot. I've come to the wrong, because there are several different locations where these tournaments take place. And I'm like, man, I done drove to the wrong one. Like, maybe I was supposed to be in Columbia or Laurel or whatever.
Right.
So I had yet to re-download Facebook to my phone. So I asked Matt, I was like, hey, Matt, do you have Facebook on your phone? He's like, yeah, I got it this morning. I said, okay, could you go to this page and see what they say? And I think it was actually you who wound up getting to it first on your phone. And you gave me this look of, oh, no. Tyler was like, Cody, it's been canceled. And it's been moved to tomorrow. And it was because of the weather. Like, there was still ice on the ground and stuff. And my heart sank. I was so sad. And I was sad not only because I wasn't going to get to shoot the tournament, but I drug these three guys with me on a Saturday all the way to Macomb.
Oh, gosh.
For nothing.
No, well.
We're going to get into later what we wound up doing.
Yeah.
But we were at the wrong place.
Oh, man.
The wrong time.
Yeah,
I guess actually you could say the right place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Yeah.
we made the best of it, and we'll get into that later in a future episode.
Yeah, I guess I have. I mean, technically been at the wrong place at the wrong time. But as far as anything else in my personal life, I don't necessarily think so. I don't know. Yeah, I guess not. So I guess that would be the most applicable explanation.
So never have you ever.
Never have I ever.
A good deal. All righty then.
I say you go first today.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay. I'm going to talk about something I had mentioned a few or some episodes back that I wanted to one day talk about this. And it's just kind of, honestly, just being upfront with you.
Yeah.
It's something that I hesitate to talk about.
Okay. Because
I'm not really someone who like sits around and does a whole lot of dreaming.
Okay.
But there is something I do dream about. And it is like my ideal work day as a full-time podcaster.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah. And I just kind of want to go through that.
Okay.
Of what, like, because here's what happened. Several months back now, I had actually been texting someone about this, and they were like, well, what would it, like, okay, you say you want this, like, what would that be?
Yeah.
And I kind of just want to read what I text them.
Okay.
And verbally process what I said.
Go for it.
So I started off by saying, well, after spending some time with my wife in the morning, I drive over to the studio, which ideally isn't far away.
Right.
We had mentioned I would drive, you know, a long ways if we had to.
Yeah.
But ideally, this studio is right up the road. And we get ready to record. I have a small team. We have three shows to record today.
Yeah.
We do two of those, then go get lunch, then come back and do the last one. I then hand my editors notes on each episode, letting them know what needs to be edited out. And I want to stop right here first. Again, this is like, we have like a thing going, you know,
yeah.
Like this is what we do. We're not just like taking over everybody Saturday. Like, these are like paid people that are doing stuff. Like, they're doing this stuff for pay. It's not like, here, peasant, handle my editing.
Right.
You know, it's like, no, this is what you do. You know, so just wanted to throw that out there. So they handle that while I go to my little office space, which would be like our little office space.
Right.
And prepare for future episodes. But I only have 1 hour because we have a team meeting to discuss our plans for the NAYC booth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. After that, I decide to call it a day and head home. Now, every day wouldn't be like this, but this one would be.
Yeah.
And I go into I was telling this person, you know, I know it sounds silly and unrealistic and this and that, but there are people who live this life and they're not making godly content.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of wanted to, like, I guess just put that out there of like what it is that, like, that's the kind of stuff I dream of as far as like, because I've mentioned it before. If you follow me on Twitter, you've seen it. If you've listened to this show, you've probably heard me say, like, the plans that I have for this would literally make me a laughing stock. So one day I was like, you know what? I'm just going to tell them what some of those are.
Yeah, let's go for it, dude.
So, yeah, man. But, like, it would just be nice to, I shouldn't even say it like that. Like, can just imagine with me, like, right now we're here in our little studio room.
Yeah.
But imagine having, like, a building where we have like different rooms. Like this is like a, we have the main recording room and we have.
So you, a moment ago, there was a moment of shock that came across my face, and I'm sure you'll edit out the pause that was there, but a little, not a vision, but like a burst of imagination took place in my mind.
Really?
Yeah. Because the current situation that I'm in, I'm getting the building that I'm getting for like relatively cheap.
Yeah.
And like, I don't have, like, it's going to be mine. Like, I will not have a mortgage on it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna, like, the bank's not gonna be holding the deed or anything like that. Like, it is mine, you know?
Yeah.
So, and this is obviously not to say, this is just us.
We're just talking.
Yeah, we're just talking. What would be so cool? I had like a little imagination of like, because obviously this is not going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, no, by no means.
What would be so cool is that like a couple of years down the road, like this the house that I have is paid off. It's just a building that I own. And like we turn that into the studio and I go get my own house.
That would be somewhere so cool. Else,
right?
Yeah.
Like, how cool would that be?
That'd be dope.
I just had like a little moment because my house is not set up to be a house. My house is set up to be a business.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So like,
there
so,
you go.
Right, exactly. Like, that's what it's for.
Right.
But
right.
Like, I imagine like one side being like a big recording studio and stuff because it already has like that little, I don't know, you probably haven't seen it, but there's like, you walk in on the left side and there's kind of like, I want to say a countertop like thing. It's like waist high.
Yeah.
And then there's a pillar right next to it to indicate that there was a wall there, but like a big cutout that you could put like the glass on so you could see through it and then like soundproof that room and make that the recording room and stuff. Cause it's big enough to have instruments and stuff in there, but it could also be for podcasting, you know? And I'm thinking like it just being a studio in general.
Yeah.
And then the other side is like the office space and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just had like a burst of imagination. Like,
seeing
cool
it came to
be.
You that quick.
Right.
That's so cool.
I was like, wow.
Well, it's just like, you know, and like I said, there are people who live this life.
Yeah.
But they're not making necessarily godly content.
Well, bro, and we've discussed this before that podcasting isn't necessarily my number one passion.
Yeah.
But I do love doing it.
Yeah.
And given the chance, if I didn't have to, I love my job, but if I didn't have to work and got to podcast instead,
yeah,
I absolutely would do that over working the job.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's kind of what I think about. It's like, it's not even about like, I don't want to work. I've worked all my life, you know, but it's like, imagine like, again, I'm talking about like dreams, like dreaming and whatnot.
Yeah.
I dream of being like, being able to, like I said, you go into quote unquote to work, and I would even, you know, it would have to be structured because you can't just have like non-structured creative time.
Right.
You know, you gotta have like, okay,
this is imagination hour.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna go in at 8 or 9 and be like, okay, this is what I have to do today. I'm gonna record these shows, and they're not all the table. They're like other, of course not. Like there are like other shows, and on top of that, I've also thought about how cool would it be to have like, okay,
the table YouTube channel.
Yeah, that, and it's like me and you, we continue to do the table, but then there's also like, this person has their own show and these two people or three or whatever, they have their show, but it's all done like
under the studio.
It's under brand X. It's not just like a bunch of kids getting together and wasting their time. It's like, no, we're
this
like
is a thing.
Like we're doing this and it has grown to the point where like revenue's coming in, people are being paid and we're able to do what we need to do. But we're doing something we love. Like some people get to wake up every day and they go do something they love to do.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right.
And I was looking at some podcasts on Patreon the other day, just like going through and just seeing like, what are these people bringing in?
Right.
And there was one, I just literally, it was like the second one on the list. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick the first one cause their album art didn't look that interesting. So, and you talked about that before.
Yeah.
But I picked the second one. It was some true crime podcast. I just clicked on it. They have over 42,000 patrons, and their minimum tier for you to sign up is $5.
Look, $1. If their minimum tier was $1, that's more than I'm making a year.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's like people, like, I don't want people to misunderstand. It's like, those are the people that do this like full time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That would be so cool though.
It would be. But imagine like what that would allow. It would allow you have your structured work.
You'd be able to
put
out regular content.
You'd be able to put out more regular content. But also, and I do think about this, is like, it frees up time to get to visit with family, to get to do more, be more available at the church, to be able to be more available really to everything.
Well, and well, it also, and some people would say that you might get burned out, but here's the thing, like you would be creating content for several different different podcasts, different channels and series and stuff like that, but also because of the time that you would have freed up, you would have the time to create quality content.
Exactly.
It's not like we would be pressed for time. If we were trying to do all this in our after work hours and do that, like we would have no time because all of our, every single waking moment of our free time would be spent trying to come up with content for the next thing coming out.
Well, there's literally stuff like right now that we can't do because we don't have the time like during the day. Yeah. So imagine having that time, being able to do that. And another thing too is, like I mentioned earlier, like having some editors. Some people are really passionate about editing, like that's what they do.
Yeah,
I've had a couple of people, because I had mentioned something, I tweeted it, something about, I don't remember exactly how I worded it, but it was like, man, it'd be great to like have an editor to do this,
right?
And I had three people that like edit quote unquote professionally, like this is what they charge to do this, but all three of them, they reached out to me, but they're video editors.
Oh, wow.
And they were thinking that I was talking about like a video, and I had to tell them, oh, I'm sorry, I'm actually only have an audio only podcast, and I really wouldn't be able to utilize you. And plus, I'm not really in a position right now to pay you to do it. But that's what I'm saying. Imagine someone like that.
Yeah.
Preferably someone that like we're kind of close to, like have a,
access, a relationship. Yeah,
access to.
Yeah.
That could be present, you know. And they are like passionate about editing and they want to do it, and we're able to pay them for it.
This is our passive way of advertising for an editor.
Friend, right now we can pay you in like Skittles and maybe some hot Cheetos.
Right.
and you know, and I'll be honest with you, man, I'm going to come out and say this. Like, I have been like super apprehensive to talk about this stuff out loud.
Really?
Yeah, because like I did a little bit of it with you and Rusty the other day.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh man, to actually like talk about that and get that out. You know,
it was great to talk about.
It was. And, but like, cause I know that everyone's mind goes straight to, good luck, you know, dreaming that.
Well, somebody does it.
Right. Well, you know? Multiple people.
Right. It's not outside the realm of possibility.
Right.
It's the people, and the people that do it are the people that dedicate themselves to it and are able, like not able, but they like put forth the time and energy like towards it, you know?
Yeah.
Like that, it can be done.
It can be done.
And you have the drive for it.
Yeah.
We're just working on the resources.
Well, we're working. I mean, it's slowly but surely becoming like a possibility. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's more possible today than it was
when we started.
When we started.
Or when you started.
So, yeah. So it's like, it's closer to being a possibility than it was, which is good. You want to make progress towards that. And, you know, I know we have other podcasters that listen to stuff, and they're like, well, they may think, I'm just kind of content in doing it the way I'm doing it. That's perfect. That's, like, perfectly fine, and that's what some people are all about. And what are you doing?
I've yawned, like, five times.
You just did a huge yawn.
I can't even have to yawn outside of the mic, and, like, I look like a dragon, just like,
That pizza's rocking you to sleep.
Oh, Lord. Look, it's not, the content's not boring.
We y'all understand.
Indulged myself. See,
it is 1:04. Less than an hour ago, we were at a pizza buffet.
Oh, a buffet.
Yeah.
A buffet.
Right. Just so you know. So that's kind of where we're at now.
Anyway, yes. I enjoy hearing you talk about it. One, because it's so and this is not to say that you're not passionate about things, but it's so infrequent to hear you talk about something that you are passionate about like this, that you just love doing, you know, like you love archery, but there's really not that much to talk about with that. Like you go to tournaments and like that's like, and you practice and stuff, but this is something you're actively putting forth time and energy towards like throughout the week.
Yeah.
You know, like this is a big focus of your free time, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to have something like that. And it's great to see what could possibly come of it. Not just for like the potential of doing it as a career, but like, as we've talked about on previous episodes, the world needs family friendly content, you know, like just more of it in general.
Right. Right.
Like, and an organized way of getting that done and getting it done regularly is like huge.
Yeah.
And it's great. So it's not like you're doing it for selfish reasons by any means.
Well, and that's honestly like that's another thing is I've also talked about, I think I've actually talked to you about it. I know for sure I've talked to Sarah about it, but I think you too. I was like, one thing that makes me sad is that at this present moment, like right now,
yeah,
if I was to die,
yeah,
so does this.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to be the case.
Well, because you asked me. You asked me if I would continue it. And I said no.
You said no?
I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it. Just
well, that's for a different reason, though. It's because, like...
Yeah, but if this was an established brand, I mean, it would have to.
Yeah, well, and it would be like the whole time where you're in it, you're like training other people
right.
who may also catch a passion for it or whatever.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, if and when I die, like before the Lord comes back, it's just going to stop, you know? Right. And it's because like, it's not only like, I haven't taught you how to upload an episode, you know? And it's like,
well, it's not like, well, we're working on that, but
yeah.
And we're not planning on you passing away that quickly.
No, not planning on that, but it's just, but it's
I'm
just,
thinking in the sense of like, if Good Mythical Morning, like say one of them passed away.
Yeah.
Like what if Link passed? Do you think Rhett would continue by himself?
I don't know.
See, like, I don't know, and I don't think it's that a matter of that they can or they can't. I think it's just like their brand, it's them too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it would be different if we had alternating co-hosts. Like, I've heard a couple podcasts where it's hosted by a group of people, but each episode only features only like, like there's like five people on the team under this, podcast channel, but like, only two of them are on per episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if it was something like that, I could definitely see it going on.
Well, you brought up Rhett and Link. It's like their brand is Mythical Entertainment.
Yeah.
Good Mythical Morning is a channel.
Well.
And then they also have Mythical Kitchen. They also have like a bunch of other things that come off of the brand that is Mythical.
Right.
So like they have merch and everything that just says Mythical and has what's supposed to be like the little copyright symbol at the top is actually their logo really small. Wow. Of the little rabbit that's got horns coming out of it and stuff. Like, it's weird. But that's what I'm talking about is like...
But even still, all of that was founded on just the two of them.
For sure, yeah.
You know? Like, so I don't know how far it would get.
I feel like
if one of them passing away.
I feel like if Link passed away, that Rhett would probably stop Good Mythical Morning... But there would be other stuff operating under Mythical.
Oh yeah,
and he would probably do something else also under the umbrella of Mythical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I feel like he wouldn't like just bring in another co-host,
right?
You know, because then that's like that's strange,
right?
That's weird,
right?
But yeah, I don't know, man. It like I said, it's just stuff I think about. It's stuff where I do more thinking than talking.
Well,
for sure.
We're like you said, we're making steps towards that, and it's gonna be super cool. But it's funny that you like. Do you have anything else on this?
Not really. I a little bit of regret for saying it out loud.
No, but. No, because here's like at the beginning you had mentioned it, and I said, "What a coincidence!" Because my topic is about jobs as well.
Wow,
wow, and it's and it's kind of should we pursue?
Oh.
Should we pursue jobs that make us happy? I thought about saying it at the beginning of the episode as to not go around in circles, but literally the topic that I brought today was should we pursue jobs that make us happy?
Wow.
So well, technically I guess it's not a split topic episode.
I mean okay.
This is the one that I had notes on.
No, you're good. No, it's perfect. It kind of and then the intro where dreams come true.
Right.
Like, it's like
Wow.
Look at the lore.
So based on that question, your initial answer, what do you say? I'm assuming yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well then, you know, there's more stuff to it.
Well, and that's what we're kind of going to talk about today. Like one thing for me is like what level of happiness are we striving for? You know what I mean? Like should we try to get a job on our favorite hobby, or should we like understand the line between hobby and career and just find a career that we're content with?
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
when I think about what we just talked about,
yeah,
what I really want out of it is not to just be rolling around in money.
Right.
I do want to have enough to be able to like pay people and, right, you know, have them be comfortable, but I'm not like, gimme, gimme, gimme. What I, yeah, really, truly want and what matters to me is the opportunity to be more available.
Right.
You know, I want to be able for pastor or my grandma or, yeah, whoever, or my mom or dad or whoever to be like, hey, you want to go get lunch or do you want to come over and help me with this? And it's like, yes, I can do that. Why? Because Eric is editing everything. Yeah. And he's being paid.
We don't know an Eric.
No, we don't know an Eric. I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that's really what it comes down to. Just for, so for happiness, it's like, to me, the happiness level is, I'm, first of all, is it the will of God?
Well, yeah.
That's, I mean, so but let, go it, let's say in this scenario, yes. Yeah. The Lord has made a way. It's his will. I'm in the will of God. He takes care of the financial needs. We're able to pay everybody's paycheck. But most importantly, I'm available. I have time, yeah, to spend with family, with my wife, with, you know, available to do more around the church, whatever.
Yeah.
Because really, like, at this stage in life, that's really what my life revolves around, mm-hmm, is doing work for and in the church.
Right.
And family.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that would be the happiness level for me.
So, as far as the line between, like, what, as far as what kind of job to pursue, like, if somebody is at a job, let's say, like, I did really good at math in school, and now I have a job, like, I don't know what a math related job is. Like, something, I don't
an
know,
engineer?
Some, yeah, sure, I guess.
Okay.
I'm an engineer of some kind. And it's not like my favorite thing in the world, but I was good at it in school. Like, it's relatively easy. It pays well. I'm content. But my true passion is painting. I'm obsessed with painting. This is all hypothetical. Yeah. None of this is true.
Right.
Should I then assume, like, should I actively seek for a job that I could support my family with that involves painting of some kind, whether it be to have an art studio or to be an animator or to be an artist and sell my art? Like, what, like, where is that line at for our, when it comes to our career?
I think, to me, if you, let's say you're an engineer, you, yeah, love painting, you, yeah, want to do that, but you quit engineering, you quit your job to then go find a painting job, and you're kind of just out there lingering with no job.
Right.
That's problematic.
Well, of course.
But if you're like, you're working the daily grind, you're, mm-hmm, doing what you got to do, and when you get home or on your break or whatever, you're like steadily looking for an opportunity, I don't see the wrong in that, because like, what, yeah, is wrong with pursuing what you want to do?
Exactly.
An issue that we have in the area of the world where we live, for those that don't know, a huge employer around here is the shipyard.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the mindset among the men and some of the just families in general in our area, where if you're not doing something like that, you're really not working.
Right.
And that is just not true.
Right.
Because, and that, honestly, I think some of that is kind of like why I've been apprehensive to even talk about what I just talked about.
Same.
Because it's like, Tyler, if you were, I'm just going to say like a studio musician.
Yeah.
If you were a studio musician and you're bringing home as much or more money than a shipyard welder.
Oh, God.
What does it matter that you're not welding?
That you're not breaking your back, yeah, with physical labor.
Right. It's like, look, people have the jobs they have because they pursued that.
Right.
They may have even gotten the, and likely did, do what was necessary to get the education to have that job.
Yeah.
So why would I be mad at someone for doing that? You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of it, honestly, is jealousy.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm over here,
yeah,
doing thus and so, and they're over there podcasting full time.
Exactly.
Well, it's like, but you see that now, but you don't see what it took
and what went into that.
Yeah.
And how instant, yeah, it could change.
Same for the painter situation.
Yeah.
This guy was an engineer, but his passion was painting.
Yeah.
He was pursuing and found an opportunity to do what he loved for a living. Does he take it?
Yeah.
Probably.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, do you think that you mentioned earlier being within the Lord's will?
Yeah.
Do you think that the Lord's will ever take you to a job that you just, in your flesh, just do not care for?
It happened to me.
Do tell.
I went to the shipyard. I did not want to. I literally grew up saying, I'm not going.
Same.
Because of that whole deal. I was like, listen, there are men in this area who have families and they have jobs that are not the shipyard, and they have houses, they have land, they are doing well, but they don't have to work at the shipyard.
Yeah.
Well, that was true for a while. And I was actually I always call it electrical college because I was learning like how to be an electrician. But when I was in that program and getting my becoming a certified electrician, the opportunity arose to be at Ingalls and as a journeyman candidate. You're not an apprentice, like you're not like brand new to it, but you're also not first class. You're sort of like a second class electrician. I did not want to go, but through prayer, it was very much the Lord's will that I did.
Right.
And looking back, had I not have done that, I would not have been in the position to marry Sarah. So I'm not saying that that was the whole reason, because I did go through and learn a lot out there, a lot of alone time with just me and the Lord. It did have its purpose, but that's my point. My flesh did not want to be out there at all, and I hated it so very much. But there was a place for it. And when it came time, he did deliver me out of there.
So what do you think about, like, because there was a time in my life where I flip-flop jobs a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and this is not to speak negatively to anybody that does, like I said, because I've done it before.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that there is anything wrong with that? Because a lot of it is finding out what you like and dislike. Some people only learn by experiencing it, you know what I mean? Kind of like a hands-on learner. Like, I may like this, let me give it a shot, but then it just doesn't work out, so they try to find something else.
Yeah.
Like what do you think about that?
Honestly, I really believe that we should seek the Lord on everything that we do.
Yeah.
And because he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Yeah.
I think that if I'm going to live a holy life, and if I'm going to live a life that is pleasing to him, I have to go to him before I do anything, before I make any kind of decision like that, and say, God, this is what I'm looking at. This is what my will would be, but I want your will to be done. Right. Now, God may let you do that. He may very well be like, it is my will that you go there. I'm going to open doors, et cetera, et cetera. But as far as just like willy-nilly, I'm going to go try this. Oh, that doesn't work. I'm going to go try this. Oh, that doesn't work. I don't think that's the way God intends it to be.
Yeah.
For one of his children. Now people that are just doing their own will, you are on your own.
Go about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're seeking his will, because here's the thing. I don't think he's going to put you in a situation like that that could reflect negatively on you and on his kingdom.
Right.
So if people know that you're one of his, and then you're just like, you get this reputation of, well, so-and-so can't keep a job. He may quit next week. Be careful.
Unreliable,
yada, yada. Yeah. I just don't see that as being pleasing to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and like one of the things that I was going to bring up is, and that I know this, you know this.
Yeah.
And a lot of our listeners may know this, but just for the sake of verbally processing anyway, and for the sake of having it discussed on the podcast, for those that aren't happy with where they're at right now, and they have prayed about it and they have sought counsel about it, but they haven't heard anything and they just don't know which way to go or what to do. Like, what?
Well, that does bring up the question, like, faith without works is dead.
Right.
You know, and when I was in that transition period between jobs at the beginning of last year, I did go to leadership about it because I wasn't really hearing anything.
Yeah.
And I've learned that in the past, like, if that's the case, you may need to go to your leadership, this and that. And I did go to leadership, and I asked them specifically, I said, do I need to just stay still and wait and pray? Or do I need to be actively putting in applications, this and that?
Yeah.
And they said, very much do be putting some feet behind under your faith. Like, you do need to be praying and be seeking the will of God, but you also have to be looking.
Right.
And do put in applications. Do, you know, be mindful of your options. And because at the time, I knew that it was God's will that I stay in hospice, but I didn't know where.
Yeah.
Because there's a hospice on every corner, you know. Do I go to the coast? Do I go, up north? Like, what am I doing? So I had a bunch of applications printed out, or not applications, I'm sorry, resumes. Yeah. I had a bunch of my resumes printed out, and I just started calling folks, telling them my qualifications, kind of telling them some stuff off my resume if they ask, you know, well, how long have you been doing this, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and just send it in or would deliver it in person. And it was like, God, I'm bringing, my thought process was this, I'm bringing this here. But that does not mean that if this place is not your will, that I want it.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put some legs on my faith. And I ultimately wound up being somewhere that was a wonderful company to work for.
Yeah.
But it was for a short season.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it played out. And now I am where I am, again, from the leading of the Lord. And it's worked out good.
Yeah.
I do think you have to, you know, put some, like I said, some legs on your faith and do pray, do seek the Lord. But faith without works is dead.
Right. Well, and everything that we, every choice that we make, ultimately, like, it's going to work out for his good.
Yeah.
Like, especially if we stay within his will. But, like, I think about some of the opportunities that I missed for one reason or another.
Yeah.
Where, like, my life could be drastically different right now. I had mentioned before in a podcast that I wanted to be a cartoonist, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I wanted to voice the characters that I drew and stuff like that. I had all these plans to the point and to the extent. And honestly, let me back up for a second. Cause one of the things that inspired me was on Nickelodeon, they would have it was like right before the episode started back again. And they would show clips of the animators drawing their characters. They're mm-hmm. like, "Hi, I'm Butch Hartman. And this is how you draw Timmy Turner."
Yeah.
And it showed him a clip of him drawing the character that he created, and like I actually learned how to draw those characters from watching his tutorials.
Sweet.
I loved it. I was obsessed with it, especially Butch Hartman, because he made Timmy Turner and Danny Phantom and some others.
He made a lot,
right? But I loved both of those. I have a pink hat, for crying
yeah
out
you
loud.
Do
it's not because of that, it's not because of that,
that's coincidence,
right? It's just a coincidence. But I think about that, like he was one of the big things that inspired me, and to yeah. the point of in high school. And I think as a freshman, or actually, no, it was in middle school. It was like 7th or 8th grade. I went and visited an art high school in North Mississippi. The high school was literally made like this is an art high school. Like, you get the rest of your high school education, but you are staying at this high school and you are, it's like almost college, but for art, and it's in a high school.
Yeah.
Like, you are taking art centered classes to get that stuff rolling, you know?
Yeah.
And I got applications, I got information, I did so much research, and it just ended up not working out for reasons I won't go into on the podcast, but like,
yeah.
imagine how much different my life would have been,
yeah.
you know? Like, I wouldn't have found the church that I'm at now.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have cultivated the relationships that I have now, or the other things that I love, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And who knows where I would be.
There's literally little, no telling.
Right. Well, and then I also think about, I don't want to necessarily call this a missed opportunity or a regret. And I think I've talked about this on the podcast before too, but at the end of high school, I really, really wanted to go to Bible college.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, again, I believe everything worked out for the good of the Lord.
Absolutely.
And that I'm that, but it was just like, what would have happened, you know, had
yeah.
I gone up there? Like, how, like, what if that was the will, but I just, what was God's will, but I just didn't put faith behind it, you know, or just didn't listen, you know? And obviously there's no sense in dwelling on what could have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just like, it's just, you think about all those things and your life could be drastically different, which the only way to rectify that now is to pray, listen to God's will, and then whatever steps you need to make to, if any steps need to be made, work towards doing those, put faith behind, you know, I mean, put works behind those faith. Yeah. Lord. But yeah, that's just
that. And you're right. Like, who, you know, I think to have those thoughts of like, what could have been and what,
yeah.
how different would life be, et cetera, that's part of being human.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to dwell on that, but I mean, you do think about that.
Right.
Did you
have anything that you wanted to be when you grew up?
The only thing that really stood out to me was I really, really wanted to be a bull rider.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We've talked about that before.
But again, as I got older and over into my teenage years, the opportunity presented itself, and I did indeed partake.
Yeah,
and it wasn't.
How'd that work out for you, Cody?
It wasn't, but a few throw-offs later, where I decided this thing that I've spent my whole life wanting to be, nah. not gonna do that.
Those were, well, like for me, the art and of course music and stuff, like those were like the big things in my life that I wanted to pursue. But there's a lot of things that I think about, like, oh, that would be cool to do, but just never follow through with, like police officer, owning a cafe, like just stuff like that. Like that would be nice. But one thing that stuck out in my head, and I think back and I'm like, wow, what a loser.
Oh dear.
There's a video game. Okay, well, first of all, video game design was one too, because I had these.
Pause. I just had a great idea. Remind me to tell you about it after the podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Of course, like I wanted to be a video game designer, but because I always had an image of, okay, the perfect game would consist of this, this, this,
yeah,
and this.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course, it takes more than just having an idea for it, because I mean, like, it takes resources and
lots of
talent and know-how, and I have limited of those. But like, I was playing a video game and one of my favorite characters was a geneticist.
And
I
was who?
Like, exactly. A geneticist. I was like, wow, that sounds cool. I looked it up and it was like basically a scientist for like DNA.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. A geneticist, DNA.
Word of the week.
Right. Genes.
Right.
Right. Gotcha. Study of genes.
Right.
Altering, experimentation, blah, blah,
not
blah.
Not Old Navy genes.
But. Right. 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 But like, to the point of where I did so much research on it, what that would entail. And I pretended to want to be interested in like science related stuff. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a geneticist. That lasted like a week.
It's like you're reading a book and you're like, this is fine.
Right. Science is not my strong suit.
Not excited about science.
but like, I wanted to be. I actually did have a genuine interest in it. I just did not have the mental capacity for it. So that, yeah. Like, that's just one thing that stuck out in my head. But overall, you know,
yeah,
the Lord is good.
He is good, man. And you know, I think this, it's healthy to dream.
Oh, yeah. It's healthy. For sure.
And in fact, the Bible even says that without a vision, the people perish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and of course, there's other applications to that verse. I'm not trying to misinterpret the verse, but it is important to, like, if you don't, if you don't dream, which I haven't always done,
right,
you really do get kind of in a funk.
Well, and that's one thing that's really kind of brought this conversation on, was that, like, am I at a job right now that I'm content at being at 40 hours a week?
Right.
Like, I have an hour long commute every day. That's an hour there, an hour back. That's two extra hours a day. That is 11 hours of my conscious day spent working.
Yeah.
Is this a job that I'm content at? Do I want to stay here forever? Do I want to continue to do this? Like, this is something that really brought it on, is like, we're only here for a limited time, and our main purpose is to go forth and spread the gospel.
Yeah.
Am I at a job that is allowing me to do that? Am I at a job that's hindering me from doing that because of what I do? Or should I find one that, now, of course, like, we're supposed to be able to provide for ourselves and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of paying our bills and stuff like that. But we also want to make sure that we have the availability to do whatever the Lord calls us to do and minister whenever needed, you know? So it's like, am I doing the right thing? It's just, it's a lot to think about. And just, I have a lot of a long time at work.
Yeah.
So that has been on my mind lately, but it's just nice to verbally process it.
It is. And I mentioned this before. I do think that a large part of the issue of, when I talk about stuff like this,
yeah,
I battle with having to, like, convince myself, because of what I mentioned earlier is, like, it's so much part of our local, I'll call it local culture.
Yeah.
Is that a thing where, again, if you're not at the shipyard, you ain't working, you know, yada, yada.
I let go of that mindset a long time ago.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying is, like, but at the same time, if I could make, just as an individual, not as like running any kind of small company or anything, but like, if I'm making the same amount of money a shipyard maker's making, but I'm doing it by full-time podcasting, what is the difference?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Podcasters, you know. But if you don't know, be informed. We come in and we sit down and we record this, and you may listen to a 45-minute to an hour episode.
Yeah.
It takes a lot longer than that to make it get to you.
Right.
And for it to be quality. And I'm not complaining. I love
it.
Well,
and it takes somebody that loves it to do it. You know, people can enjoy being on a podcast and talking.
Yeah.
But the putting in the work behind it, it takes a certain kind of person. And you are that kind of person.
It takes hours. It literally takes, especially whenever we do it weekly, like we...
Right.
We, you know, we're cranking them out pretty regularly.
Yeah. That's not to mention like the content and the, like the conversations that go in before that. Because we have to be on the same page to some extent.
Yeah.
You know?
The planning, the
promotions.
Yeah. Like literally there's so much to it. And again, not complaining. I love it. It would be different to be able to, like I said.
But it's not an excuse to say that it's not a valid job.
Right.
A valid career.
I guess that's what I'm getting at is there are some people who, unless you had like a huge building they could walk into.
Yeah.
They would see it as, that's not a job.
Right.
But it is, though.
Right.
At that point. It's not now, but at that point.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Look, dude, not that I have anything to prove to you, but it's like, look, we have a couple of team members here. They're all being paid. They're all, like, we're bringing in enough money to do that.
Yeah.
We're not all just pocketing the money. It's kind of like Mr. Beast. He said that he brings in a lot of money, and he puts very much of it back into his next video.
Yeah, he does.
So it's like it's not like he's just pocketing all this money.
Right.
And
I think he's starting a charity thing.
He did.
Wow.
I think he did. And he also started a restaurant.
Yeah, he did.
Burgers and stuff.
I want to try that.
I invited him to be on the show one time.
How did that work out for you?
Well, he hasn't been on. So I'm sure he would if I could like ask him like face to face. But that man gets so many Twitter DMs.
Oh, yeah,
he ain't
sure.
Reading that junk.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
I think, look, if you have the opportunity to do what you love as a job and it's not violating God's will or his word, I salute you.
100%.
I applaud you. And especially if your job is making apostolic content, I applaud you.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful thing. You got anything else on that topic, brother?
I think we're good. I know it's kind of a short episode, but I mean, it needed to be discussed.
It did. And I feel better for putting it out there.
Same. Wow, this week, drop the bop. We have a song.
Do we?
Yes. It's called Mountains. And if I'm not mistaken, this is Kristen Hicks' sister?
What's her name?
Lauren. Oh, I'm so sorry, sister. Ormond? Ormond?
Spell it.
O-R-M-O-N-D-E. So I wanted to say Ormondi, but that doesn't sound right.
Sister Lauren.
Sister Lauren, yes, she put out this song this year, and it's just a nice, refreshing song. You know, supporting apostolic content.
Hashtag
it's what we
support
do.
Apostolic content.
What we do.
Yeah.
So, go check that out. That's going to be on our Instagram bio. No, it's not. Why did I say that? I lied to you. It's going to be on our Instagram stories, highlight, and Apple Music and Spotify links. So
yes,
go
indeed.
Check those out,
bro. I'm glad we talked about that, man.
Same.
I feel like I kind of got it out there.
Same.
So, listener, if you enjoyed it, let us know. Like you said, you can do that over on Instagram. This has been another episode of The Table, which, as you know, is a family-friendly podcast. We upload weekly for your enjoyment. If you like that, head over to Instagram and Twitter. Give us a follow at That Table Pod. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a peek at the description where you'll find a short list provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you, and as always, until next time,
be blessed.